Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com. Hello, it's been ages since I did my last podcast. I'm very sorry about that. I've been very busy, you know, just doing all the crazy things that, you know, I do in my life. Well, it's not that crazy, to be honest. It's kind of boring, really. But let's see. I've been playing music with my cousin's band at the festival at the weekend. It was called the Big Chill Festival, and my cousin's band were playing on a stage there, and they asked me to come and play drums, so we did, and it was a great weekend. The weather was absolutely fantastic. The sun shone every day, all day, which is quite rare here in England, and the scenery was very nice, very beautiful landscape. Lovely green hills of grass with the festival set up between these hills with a little river running through it. And lots of live music over the weekend and lots of sunshine and sleeping in a tent, which was quite difficult. I slept in a two-man tent with my brother and some of our bags. But to be honest, it wasn't really a two-man tent. It was a bit small, and we kind of like had to sleep very close together. And my brother was snoring quite loudly, and so was I, apparently. And because of the design of the tent, it was quite hot inside the tent, and so there was lots of condensation, lots of water drops appeared on the inside of the tent, and it actually started dripping water onto us when we were sleeping. So ironically, it was actually wet inside the tent and dry on the outside, which I think is the exact opposite of what a tent is for. But anyway, it was a great weekend and I had a really good time. But I've been very busy doing that and also practicing with the school band, which is called Band Practice. We're doing a concert tomorrow evening at the Brook Green Hotel in Shepherd's Bush. That's Friday evening. And there's going to be lots of people there, lots of students and teachers and other people from the school will be there to watch us play. So hopefully it will be really good fun and everyone will enjoy themselves. Now, today's podcast is about pronunciation again. And specifically, this podcast is about another podcast or another video that you can find on the internet. There are lots of learning English podcasts on the internet, lots of learning English videos on YouTube. Some of them are very good. The teachers are very, very obviously very experienced, and they try to do the best job that they can do. Some of them, I think, are not so good. They perhaps speak in a strange way, or they teach things that aren't actually very useful, or they don't really teach very well, for example. But a lot of them are very good, but there are a few that you shouldn't really listen to and shouldn't watch, ones that actually don't give you any good advice and don't really help you, and you have to be careful of those ones. Now, I was on the internet recently on YouTube, and I found a set of videos on a website called Expert Village. Now, it's called Expert Village. I think what they're trying to do is have a YouTube page which has lots of experts giving advice on different topics. The problem is that many of the people in the videos aren't really experts, in my opinion. A lot of the time they give very bad advice. Like, there are some videos on there about rock climbing, and they give advice on how to safely use a rope when you're rock climbing. And the advice in the video is actually quite dangerous. So there are lots of comments underneath the video saying, do not do this, or if you do this, you will die, and things like that. There's one on cleaning an accordion. An accordion is a musical instrument, right? And they explain how to clean an accordion. And what the woman in the video does is blow into the valves, into the accordion. And that's supposed to clean it. But there are lots of comments below the video saying, do not blow into the valves of an accordion, because the accordion will be badly damaged by rust and it will never play the same again. So again, sort of bad advice for accordion players. Well, I found a set of videos there which are aiming to train you how to speak with a perfect British accent. Okay, now it's an American woman, and her name is Tracy Goodwin, and according to the information on the site, it says expert Tracy Goodwin. Tracy has a master's in corporate communication and 10 years experience in professional speaking. Okay, fair enough. She's got a master's degree in corporate communication, right? And then it says she has 10 years experience in professional speaking. Well, if you actually think about that, anyone who's had a job for 10 years has had 10 years experience in professional speaking. So I don't think that really means anything. And she, I think, is helping American actors learn how to speak with a British accent. So she's not helping learners of English, but just American actors who want to develop a British accent to help with their movie careers. The problem is that she's wrong. A lot of the sounds she's using to copy the British accent are just wrong, and the advice she's giving in many cases is not right. It's actually wrong. So I thought that I would do a podcast about this video, about this woman, and I think it might be quite interesting for you to listen to me talking about her pronunciation and her attempt to do an English accent and what's right and what's wrong about it. So it's a kind of critical podcast today, a critical review of the Expert Village website and their so-called expert, Tracy Goodwin. Now, what I'd like to do first is just play the audio to the video for you. You can just listen to it and, you know, listen to what she's saying. Then I will play it again and I'll talk about what she's doing right and, in my opinion, what she's doing wrong. Okay? So here is the audio to the video. Just one thing. In this video, Tracy is talking about the short O sound, and that's the O sound. Now, the problem that American speakers have with this is that they don't use that O sound. They use a sort of R sound. So, for example, when in Britain we say hot, hot, they say heart or heart, you know. So they don't use the O sound. So here she's trying to help American speakers learn how to pronounce the O sound, but she makes a few mistakes.
Now let's practice the short O. And again, I'll give you words and sentences. I'll say them standard American first, followed up with the British dialect. Hot, hot. Coffee, coffee. Fought, fought. Not, not. Bobby, Bobby. Fond, fond. Now some sentences. Ron opted to ignore Dot. Ron opted to ignore Dot. Lost coffee is not to be fought over. Lost coffee is not to be fought over. The dog was lost in the fog. The dog was lost in the fog. The loft smelled like strong coffee. The loft smelled like strong coffee.
So there she is, Tracy Goodwin. What an expert she really is. I mean, God, that English accent was amazing. I mean, perfect, right? Wrong. Yeah, I'm being sarcastic, of course. It wasn't perfect. I mean, she gets some things right, but it's certainly not perfect, and I'm not sure if she's really an expert. Anyway, I'd like to play the recording to you again, and now I'm going to pause it between each bit, and I'm going to say if it was okay, in my opinion, or if it was wrong, okay? So here we go.
Now let's practice the short O, and again, I'll give you words and sentences. I'll say them standard American first, followed up with the British dialect.
So you're thinking, cool, this woman knows what she's talking about. She's organized. She's going to give me examples. Brilliant. This is going to be really good. Excellent. So, okay, let's hear about short O practice, Tracy.
Hot. Hot.
Okay, yeah, pretty good. Hot. Hot. Okay, not bad. You're on the right tracks here, Tracy. Good. Good start. Good start. Okay, what's next?
Coffee. Coffee.
Whoa. What's coffee? I've never heard of coffee before. It's not coffee. It's coffee. Coffee. Right? Not coffee. I really don't understand that. Maybe the O sound is okay, but fe at the end? Coffee. No. No, Tracy. You're wrong. It's coffee. Okay? Right. Next.
Fought. Fought.
No. Sorry. I think she's trying to say fought. Fought. Like, for example, the soldiers fought in the war. Right? In American English, I think it's fart. But in English, it's fought. It's certainly not fought. Fought is completely wrong. It's fought. So, sorry, Tracy. Better luck next time.
Not. Not.
Not really. It's not. We don't say not. We say not or not. I suppose not bad. Okay, Tracy, I'll give you that one. Not bad, but still something strange about the way you say not. Not. It's not really like that. It's more like not. Not. I don't know. I'll give it to you, Tracy. Okay, you've got that one. Let's see if you can get the next one too, okay?
Bobby. Bobby.
Wrong. Sorry. The word you're trying to say, Tracy, is Bobby. Bobby. Right? I think in American English they might say Barbie. And she said Bobby. Bobby. But completely wrong. It's actually Bobby. Bobby. Bobby is a boy's name. It's also the nickname for a policeman, a Bobby, right? But no, certainly not Bobby. No. Also, actually, Nicolas Cage doesn't know how to say this word in an English accent. In a movie, National Treasure, he says the word Bobby, but he sort of says Barbie or some crazy thing. I think I've got the recording, actually. I'll see if I've got the recording. I can play it to you.
Missy's taken up some.
Oh, now look what you've done. You brought the little Barbies down on us.
There it is, Barbies. And maybe he's been having English lessons from Tracy Goodwin. Now, anyway, back to Tracy Goodwin. Let's hear her next short O sound. Here it is.
Fond. Fond.
Sorry, Tracy. It's not fawned, but fond. Fond. Yeah, I'm really fond of that picture. Yeah, not fawned. Sorry, Tracy. Try again.
Now some sentences.
Okay, sentences. Cool. Let's have some sentences, Tracy. Give us the sentences. Let's go.
Ron opted to ignore Dot. Ron opted to ignore Dot.
Not too bad. Still a bit strange, though. Ron opted to ignore Dot. It's still kind of weird. I would say Ron opted to ignore Dot. So you still haven't got it quite right, but it's not too bad. Okay, let's have the next sentence then, Tracy. Okay, or shall I say sentence? Sorry, that's a bit of a low blow. Anyway, next sentence. Okay, here we go.
Lost coffee is not to be fought over. Lost coffee is not to be fought over.
Wrong. Sorry. It's lost coffee is not to be fought over. Not lost coffee is not to be fought over. Right? That's... I don't know where you... I don't know why she thinks that this is right. I don't know where she gets her information from. She's just plain wrong, really, especially with words like coffee, which she says is coffee, and fought, which she says is fought. So, sorry, expert status removed, Tracy. You're not an expert. You're wrong. Next sentence.
The dog was lost in the fog. The dog was lost in the fog.
Now, that just sounds Swedish, okay? You know, I don't know, maybe she spent a long time in Stockholm, or, you know, maybe she just travelled around Scandinavia a few times too many. I don't know what it is, but that's just not right. The dog was lost in the fog, okay? Not the dog was lost in the fog, or whatever it was she said. Whatever it was wrong, okay? I understand I'm being very cruel here to Tracy. Perhaps I'm enjoying it too much. Well, you know, but I think if she's presenting herself as an expert to the world, and, you know, there are a lot of people out there who really need to learn correct English for their work and for their lives. So I think if Tracy is on the internet saying that she's an expert, I think that... that justifies me being a little bit cruel about her in this podcast, because she's not an expert and it's not right to say that she is. Anyway, here's the next sentence.
The loft smelled like strong coffee. The loft smelled like strong coffee.
Okay, sorry, wrong. Not, it's still that word coffee. I don't understand why she can't say coffee correctly. I mean, it's a very, very common word, but no, she's got it wrong. I mean, coffee, you might hear people in maybe one small region in the north of England who might have a similar sounding accent, but certainly she's not using that accent in any of the other sentences. She's really got her British English mixed up. Also, she says that this is the British dialect. And there is no such thing as the British dialect. The fact is, there are many different dialects all over the country. So there are maybe 15 British dialects or more, possibly. So, you know, she's just getting it completely wrong. So you've got to be very careful when you are listening to podcasts on the internet. You just got to try and judge whether you think they're right. Perhaps don't believe everything you hear. Just think carefully about what you're being told on these podcasts and on videos. Just use your common sense to judge if you think they are really helpful or not. You need to use that sense when you're learning English anyway. A lot of it's about trust. Who do you trust to actually teach you what is right and what is wrong? It's a difficult question, the one of trusting the teacher or trusting the learning materials, because in many cases there are many types of English that you can learn. So, you know, one person might teach you to speak in one way, and another person might teach you to speak in a slightly different way, maybe a different level of formality or something. It's not always a good idea to get all of your English from just one place. You should try to get English from many, many different sources all around you. So use the internet, speak to people, listen to the radio, read a lot and read different kinds of text. Don't just read newspapers, but read magazines, read books, read anything that's been written down. Use blogs on the internet. There are plenty of very good blogs that you can use to just find out about the world in English, but also to actually improve your English. The school where I work has a blog. It's called the London School of English World Blog. A few teachers, including me, write on the blog, and you can actually learn English there. We teach you vocabulary and write about interesting things. But there are lots and lots of other blogs on the internet that you can read. And so there's a whole world of English around you that you can use to expose yourself to the language. Of course, probably the first place you should come is Luke's English podcast. I mean, that's obvious. Obviously, this is going to be your main source of English learning. I'm sort of joking there. I don't know if you noticed that. It's my strange British sense of humour. When am I joking? When am I being serious? Even I don't know the answer to that question. But anyway, I hope that's been a useful podcast. Tracy Goodwin does have more videos on the internet. And so I might do another one of these podcasts soon. So that's it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm thinking about giving you a little bonus extra now. Just a little extra bonus bit. I think that... I've got to read some messages to people who've emailed me. So I'll do that in a moment. And then I think I'll give you a bonus bit at the end of this podcast. And I'll give you some pronunciation drills. So I'll give you some sentences that sound really natural in English. And I'll ask you to copy them. Okay? So first of all, I'd like to say hello to some of the people who've been in touch with me. Now, I'm going to do this live. I'm actually sitting at the computer now. So I'm going to look at my, first of all, my Hotmail inbox, and I'm just looking at some of the messages I've been sent. Lots of messages from people here. Let's see, I'm clicking on one now. I got one from someone called Sud. I think that's how your name is, said. Sud or Sude. She or he said, I just want to say thank you. Your lessons are very helpful. That's it. That's the message. Sude or Sud. I don't know where you're from. I don't know if you're a boy or a girl. But thank you very much for your comments. I appreciate that. Let's see. I recently opened a Facebook page for my website for the podcast. So I've had quite a lot of messages from there. Let's see. Wow. I had a long message from Paula in Argentina. And... She said that she came across my webpage while she was Googling the differences between American and British English pronunciation. And this was the first podcast she listened to. She said that she was so impressed and pleased that she immediately decided to download and listen to the ones that she had missed. It took her quite a long time, but to be honest, it was a pleasure to do it. She says, now what I'm going to say will be food for your ego. But as you say, you are brilliant. Wow, I'm brilliant. I believe your additional sense of humour makes your podcast highly beneficial, down-to-earth and enjoyable for any learner of English. Wow, I'm amazing. My ego is just expanding crazily here. This is very bad for my ego. Anyway, as well as giving my opinion about you and your work, I have an inquiry. As I already mentioned, I'm studying to be a teacher. So she's studying to be a teacher. So she has to learn to speak like me. She says she has some problems with intonation. Let's see. She says, since I discovered you, I've been listening to your podcasts over and over again in order to try to work out the differences between the patterns, between referring fall rise and referring, plus, rise, and proclaiming, fall, and proclaiming, plus, rise, fall. Wow, those are difficult terms, Paula, difficult expressions. She's talking about intonation patterns, ones that go from fall to rise, and ones that go from rise to fall, and ones, you know, for example, when we say things like, I agree with you, but, so but is quite a complex intonation pattern. I agree with you to a certain extent, but, so that's what she's talking about, intonation patterns. She says, every time I think I have gained some insight on the patterns and try to produce them in natural conversation, I end up completely frustrated because my voice seems to elude my brain's orders. So I think she's talking about something that many learners of English experience, which is that sometimes you know what to say in your head, but what comes out of your mouth is different. It's almost like your brain and your mouth are not connected. So she says, I know it sounds funny, but I can't find another way to put it. Thus, my request is, could you possibly explain them or provide me with a guideline on how to work with intonation, including meaning and pronunciation? This being my first email, you must consider that I'm asking too much. Well, sorry, I can't help it. In case you do not consider my request valid, I'd like a hello, I read your email answer. In fact, I'll be looking forward to your reply. Thanks for sharing so altruistically your knowledge with the world. Kisses. Ooh, I got some kisses on the internet. Paula. So thanks, Paula. And thanks for the kisses. I appreciate that particularly. Yeah, any kisses that you'd like to send over the internet to me would be great. You can just put them in text form. Just put two crosses in an email, and that'll work. That's what they stand for. Anyway, wow, your request, Paula, basically is that I give you advice on intonation and intonation patterns. Well, that's very interesting, and I'd like to do that. So I'll do that. I will do that. I can't do it in this podcast because I haven't planned anything. I'm going to give you some pronunciation drills at the end of the podcast. So I might be able to do something on intonation. So I'll think of some sentences with some intonation patterns and I'll do them for you. So sorry I didn't reply to you earlier, Paula, but I hope that this makes up for the lack of email contact. I very much appreciate your comments, and they help me a lot because they give me motivation to keep doing these podcasts. Okay, more comments from the internet, just a few things. I got one from, I think it's someone, yeah, it's a Chinese student called Louis, and he accidentally found the podcast. He said it was so unique, the most unique podcast he's ever seen. Wow, brilliant. Yeah, so he thinks that my accent is similar to Martin Bashir. So Martin Bashir is the journalist who interviewed Michael Jackson. So that's interesting. I think that Martin Bashir has a sort of typical, I'd say, journalist accent, or a typical kind of BBC accent, although he actually worked for ITV, but he has a typical sort of British broadcasting accent. And I've got a similar kind of accent, a kind of British broadcasting style accent, probably because my dad worked for the BBC for about 30 years, so I kind of picked up his BBC accent. Well, thanks, Lewis. Thank you very much for your message. I got lots of other messages. I don't have enough time to respond to all of them now, but all of you who sent me messages, thank you very, very much. I also, amazingly, actually got a payment through PayPal. Now, that payment was made to my PayPal account. I don't have the name of the person who did it. I can try and find it. Just give me a second. I'm searching my email account now for it. I should be able to find the email, and then I'll be able to tell you who has paid me some money. Right, I can't find his name, but one very, very generous individual out there whose name I can't find at this moment. Yeah, I can't find the name, I'm afraid, but someone sent me $5 through PayPal. $5. That's brilliant. It's the first money that I've ever actually received for doing this. So thank you very much to the person who sent me $5. I really appreciate it. I'm going to use that money to go out and buy myself a pint or two of English beer, okay? And I'm going to enjoy them very, very much. So thank you. Right, so now that's the end of the comments. Just hello to all the people who are following me on Twitter and the people on Facebook and my old students from school. I'll see you all on Friday, or some of you on Friday, for the concert. Okay? Now, here are some intonation drills for you to practice. Okay, Paula, I've found something for you. I surfed on the internet and I found a website with some information about this, and some recordings of sample sentences. So just to give you a bit of information about intonation, right? There are different types of intonation pattern. You've got patterns which are level, just level. They don't go up or down. And that makes you sound a bit like a robot, a bit like this. So I'm going to play you a recording from the website in which someone says, "It was around then." And this is a flat intonation pattern.
It was around then.
It was around then. So completely flat, doesn't go up or down. It was around then. I am a robot, right? It sounds a bit like a robot. It was around then. Now you can copy me now. I'll say that twice. It was around then. It was around then. Right, it sounds totally stupid because you sound like a robot, right? So probably best not to copy that one. Now, that's your flat tone. Next, you're going to hear fall. So it's kind of straight, and then it falls at the end, like this.
It was around then.
It was around then.
It was around then.
Then. It was around then. It was around then, right? So you can copy this. It was around then. I want you to stay here. I want you to stay here. Okay. Now the next one is a rising pattern. So it's just sort of straight, and then it goes up at the end. Okay. And it sounds like this.
It was around then.
It was around then.
It was around then.
Then. So kind of surprised. Okay. It was around then. Okay. Okay, so just to practice, you can repeat this. It was around then. It was around then. And he wanted to speak to you. He wanted to speak to you. Okay. Now the next one is a fall rise. So it goes down and then up. Okay, down first, then up. And you get a then sound like this.
It was around then.
It was around then. And it was around then. Okay.
It was around then.
Then. Okay. So repeat this. It was around then. It was around then. It was around then. It was around then. Okay. That one sounds like it goes up a little bit first, actually. It goes up, then down, and then up again. Then, it was around then. Can you hear it? Then. Okay. It was around then. It was around then. He didn't want to speak to you. He didn't want to speak to you. Okay. And the next one is fall rise. Rise fall. Okay. So it goes straight and then it goes down a little bit and then up and then down. It sounds like this.
It was around then.
It was around then. That's a lovely intonation pattern. That's like if you're giving secret information or something. It was around then. Doesn't it sound wonderful?
It was around then.
It was around then. Okay. So you can repeat that. It was around then. Okay. Or he wanted to speak to me. He wanted to speak to me. He wanted to speak to me. Okay. Obviously, I'm exaggerating those sentences. So let me just say them again in a slightly more natural way. This is the fall. I want you to stay here. I want you to stay here. Then, he wanted to speak to you. He wanted to speak to you. He wanted to speak to you. Okay. He didn't want to speak to you. He didn't want to speak to you. He wanted to speak to me. He wanted to speak to me. Right. So, that's it for the pronunciation bit at the end of the podcast. I hope you found that useful. And don't forget that what you should do is just what Paula's doing. And actually, her English is very, very good. I read out her email. Her English is excellent. And she's got the right idea. What she's doing is listening to the podcasts again and again. And that's a very, very good way to learn English. Honestly, it is. Now, what you can do is, first of all, just listen to the podcast without reading anything. Just listen. Then listen to it again and read the transcripts or read any text that I include on the webpage. And then for the third time, listen to it again, but don't read anything, just listen. And on the third time, you will understand so much more and you'll remember a lot from that as well. You will remember a hell of a lot of words. It's a great way of picking up language. And you can enjoy it too, because hopefully this is an enjoyable podcast. That's it. That's the end of the podcast. Don't forget to be careful about some of the other podcasts and videos out there. Most of them are good, but there are a few bad ones. So check out Tracy Goodwin if you want to have a good laugh. That's it for me for the moment. If you're coming to the concert tomorrow, I'll see you there. And I hope you have a great time. That's it from me. Bye, 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 bye. Thanks for listening to Luke's English Podcast. Don't forget to email me at luketeacher@hotmail.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.